This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Deadly Israeli attacks that blew up Hezbollah radios and pagers crossed all red lines, the leader of the heavily armed Iran-backed Lebanese movement said on Thursday in a speech broadcast as sonic booms from Israeli warplanes shook buildings in Beirut. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
In a speech broadcast from an undisclosed location, Hassan Nasrallah called the attack, quote, unprecedented in the militant group's history.
Thousands of pagers were targeted by the Israeli enemy, and they were all detonated at the same time. The enemy violated through this attack all the regulations, laws, and red lines.
Lebanon and Hezbollah have blamed Israel for attacks on Hezbollah's communications equipment that killed at least 37 people and wounded around 3,000. Israel has not commented directly on the attacks, which security sources say were probably carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Ukraine's leader will meet with President Biden and Vice President Harris next week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky's visit here to the White House will come as he pushes the U.S. to let Ukraine use Western-provided long-range missiles for striking deeper inside Russia. The administration is not convinced, amid fears loosening the restrictions would not only have limited impact, but also provoke Vladimir Putin. He's warned Russia will be at war with the U.S. and NATO if the weapons are used. Officials say they want more details on how Kyiv would use them and how they fit into broader war strategy. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.